You know who I really miss? I miss my college porn daddy. His name was Rudy, the masturbator. He was like really intense, but you know, it was during like Tumblr's heyday, so like we were both like really addicted to porn. That's how I met him. He was like reblogging a lot of stuff that I liked, and so I messaged him, and you know, we kind of got to talking about how like he could help me get my masturbation addiction under wraps. Rudy, my porn dad, middle-aged masturbator, of course. So, you know, he was more aware of his masturbation addiction. And, you know, so, like, I would contact him a lot. It got to the point where I even gave him my phone number so he could contact me whenever he wanted. He lived, like, in a different time zone. So when I was, like, waking up, he was already, like, 3 hours into his bait session. So, like, he would be really deep and really into it. We started talking, like, my first year of college. I had a freshman dorm, so that meant that I had a roommate all the time. But Rudy didn't really care. He just wanted me to masturbate all the time. So, like, he would just tell me to hump the bed, and, like, he was really fucking nasty about it, too. He was like, make more grunts, make more gooning noises. And I wasn't that into gooning at the time, so I would, like, you know, I'd do it a little bit, make it sound like I was like snoring or talking in my sleep. And eventually my roommate got sick of it, so he didn't like, you know, stay in the dorm for a majority of the time. Instead, he was like out with friends, out with his frat. And my porn daddy would just like encourage me to like just be naked all the time and masturbate. And he would always tell me like, oh, your roommate's gonna come back and like catch you like this. And of course he never did because, you know, I was a fucking chronic masturbator and I fucking scared off my roommate, all thanks to my porn dad. Another thing that my porn daddy did for me was he would just like talk to me and tell me the dirtiest things. I lived on campus, so there was Wi-Fi everywhere. So my porn daddy would always message me through Tumblr or through Skype and just send me pictures of his penis and send me porn. And I went to college in the South, so you know, it was always humid all the time, so my balls were just dripping with sweat all the time. And after reading all the messages and getting all the bait encouragement that I needed for the day, my penis head would be dripping wet too, because my porn daddy in college, he really encouraged me to come deny. And he encouraged me to not hook up for my first year of college. I was a complete virgin for my first year and freshman year, while everybody else was trying to get laid, all thanks to my porn daddy. And of course, as I got to know my porn daddy, he introduced me to poppers as well, told me to order them online and they would get delivered there, and they did. And so he taught me how to huff. He taught me all about using amyl nitrates and everything like that. My porn daddy was a very corrupting influence. He himself lived a very nasty life. My porn daddy was married for, I believe, 20 years. And throughout those 20 years, he just became a total fucking chronic masturbator. Like, sometimes we would cam and his wife would walk in and just look and see who was camming with. And my camera would be off, of course, but she would just walk in and shake her head in disapproval and just walk out. It's a really weird setup, but, like, my porn daddy didn't really like putting a label on it. And sometimes he just said that his wife was being a bitch. His words, not mine. My porn daddy had a very foul mouth. He would talk really graphically about sex and how he used to get drunk and just walk down to the park completely naked and just masturbate on the bench. Sometimes he would just be so out of it and so masturbatory that he would just sit down next to other people on the bench and just masturbate completely naked. Then he'd walk back home and his wife would be upset, but he'd like climb in through the window, so you know, she really couldn't do anything to stop him. Just a naked man just jumping in through the window. Fucking chronic masturbator. Yeah, that's my porn dad. People online, they think that I'm bad and they think that I'm addicted. But compared to my porn dad, I'm nothing, honestly. Like, my porn daddy, he used to just, like, you know, just sit on the balcony of his own house and just, like, masturbate. He would sit on the front porch and just masturbate completely naked. And he even encouraged me to go to certain stalls, certain bathrooms on campus and just, you know, take off all my clothes and put it at the front of the door and then just go into the farthest stall and masturbate. He would tell me to huff until I see stars. On some nights, if he was really wasted, he would tell me to walk around campus naked and I would do it, of course. You know, I knew all the places that didn't have cameras and so I would go there at first. But, you know, my porn dad, being the influence that he is, he would just, you know, tell me to go other places, tell me to keep walking fucking naked, wearing nothing but my shoes. And so I'd just do it. I'd walk around completely naked. There was this old family housing that used to be set up right next to campus that was just completely desolate. And he would just tell me to go walk past there. And, you know, there would be no lighting since nobody was living there. So I'd just, you know, walk around. Some of the buildings would be open and I'd just go sit in there completely naked, fucking trespassing and masturbating. And he'd just call me and talk about his day, all the fucking tits that he masturbated to, all the pussy that he masturbated to, just really get really fucking graphic. Yeah, my porn dad would like hold nothing back, kept no secrets, would tell me everything about his masturbation journey, talking about how he fucking preferred porn over fucking relationships. Every time we got on cam, he'd wear this really nice and comfortable bathrobe and tell me that he never washed it, tell me that he would piss in it and fucking cum on it. And he'd just wear it, you know, let it get nice and fucking musky. He was a really nasty fucking masturbator, honestly. But my porn daddy, he was one of those masturbators that, you know, they try to quit. They really, really try to quit. They erase their complete digital history. And he had, like, periods where he was really just being an absentee porn daddy and just, you know, disappearing for months on end. And then, you know, he would contact me again and just check up, just act like nothing happened and just continue to masturbate wildly. Usually what caused him to leave was his own ejaculation. So he was, you know, a really, really strong edger. And whenever it was summer break, he would always come back really, really strong. Something about the heat just like drove him wild and he would just like encourage me to do more. One night I found myself actually walking out to the park completely naked, just like he would do, you know, like porn father, like porn son. I had him on the phone while I was masturbating. He would tell me to piss everywhere. You know, I kept pissing place to place, shouting penis while I just walked down the park, no one else around, until I eventually shouted penis so loud that I ejaculated. You know, I was spunking out a load that I'd saved for months just for my dad, just for my fucking porn daddy. And, you know, the whole time he was just saying that he was just proud of me and that he was just, like, so happy to see me ejaculating on a park bench. And he was just calling me a good boy, telling me I did a really good job, made a nice mess. And as I walked back to my dorm, you know, still dripping sperm while he was talking with me, he really just talked about how he was going to go take more photos of his puckered up asshole and his feet and post them online. And how he wanted me to masturbate to his big 10-inch penis, fucking big fucking porn penis. And, you know, he just kept on showing me more pictures of his penis. And then, you know, I went home, I went to sleep, I woke up, and he blocked me on every social media, deleted every single account, changed his number. It was right after the Tumblr purge too, so, you know, I lost contact with him and I never fucking heard from him again.